The following radio drama is about displacement. This can happen to any one of us. The IDP meeting in Mombasa has just ended. Various issues have been raised. Kadogo is eager to arrive home from a conference in Mombasa about internal displacement. Her grandmother can't wait to see and hear about what transpired in Mombasa.
Welcome, Kadogo, my grandchild.
Thank you, Grandma. I've really missed you.
Me too. And how are you, Malim Patricia?
I'm fine, thank you.
Thank you very much for taking care of Kadogo.
Welcome so much.
How was your trip in Mombasa?
It was a very fruitful trip, and I'm sure Kadogo will tell you about it. It has been a long journey, and I beg to leave. Bye-bye.
Mwalimu.
Yes?
Before you leave, why not stay and have a cup of tea?
Thank you, Bitumaini. I would love so much to, but having been on the road for that long, I need to go home and get some rest. But I promise to come back.
Okay.
Thank you and goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Kadogo goes to freshen up as Grandma prepares supper.
Kadogo.
Yes, Grandma.
Karibu chakula.
Thank you, Grandma.
And by the way, how was your trip in Mombasa?
Let me tell you. I boarded the train. In Mombasa?
Yes.
I saw the ocean.
Yes.
Wild animals. Coconuts. Oh, and I brought some seashells to make a nice necklace for you.
Hey. Oh, wonderful. Thank you, my grandchild.
Welcome, Grandma.
But what happened at the meeting?
Grandma, I have learnt a lot and also made some new friends.
That's good.
On our way to Mombasa, Mwalimu Patricia taught me the difference between an IDP and a refugee.
Awesome.
I also learnt that we are victims of conflict-induced displacement. In a town called Emali, Mzelo Diang, a friend to Mwalimu Patricia,
yes,
who is displaced as a result of drought, joined us. He was wearing a red shuka. And oh, he promised to pay us a visit when he comes to say hello to Mwalimu Patricia.
Oh, that's very nice. He's much welcomed.
And by the way, Mombasa is very hot and humid. There is a pair of huge elephant tusks on either sides of the road forming an arc.
Wow.
Welcoming you into the city.
Mm-hmm.
At the bus stop, we were received by another friend of Mwalimu Patricia.
That's good.
Mr. Swale. He is an evictee due to construction of the new railway.
Okay. And at the conference?
At the conference?
Yes.
We talked about causes of displacement and how to prevent them.
Yes.
Assistance and protection.
Yes.
Challenges and struggles faced by the IDP.
Wow.
In the end, we learned that IDPs, just like any other Kenyan, have the rights guaranteed under the Constitution.
That's true.
Altogether, we highlighted on the way forward. Thank you for allowing me to attend the conference.
Welcome, my grandchild. Let's get some rest. I can see you are tired.
It is early in the morning. Kadogo wakes up late. Grandma is already up. She sits pensively.
Good morning, Grandma.
Good morning, my child.
How are you?
I'm fine.
You look worried. What's bothering you?
Now that you are back, my grandchild, we still have the issue of how you are going to proceed to Form 2 next term.
You mean school fees?
Yes, my grandchild.
I understand. And I have a clue on what we can do. Because at the conference, we learned that children have right to education.
But it requires money that we do not have.
Yes, Grandma. I know. But there are bursaries that the chief can help us to get.
Yes, my grandchild. But there are so many other children in need like you.
I know. But we still have to try.
Fine then, Kadogo. We shall visit the chief's office tomorrow.
It is in the morning. Kadogo and her grandma are at the chief's office.
Welcome. Welcome, Bitumaini and Kadogo. Have a seat.
Thank you so much, Madam Chief.
Welcome. And by the way, Kadogo, you have grown so fast. How may I help you today?
You know, Bi Chief,
uh-huh.
Next term is approaching.
Yes.
And Kadogo needs to join Form 2.
Mm-hmm.
But we have a problem.
What problem?
School fees, Madam Chief.
We can get her bursary. And here are the forms. Let me call the MCA. Hello.
Hello, Madam Chief.
Yes, how have you been, Mr. MCA?
Fine, fine. How is the village?
Fine. You remember the meeting on the market day?
Of course I do.
We have many things to discuss. And the bursaries,
mm-hmm.
You remember Bitumaini, Kadogo's grandma?
Yes, I do.
Kadogo needs a bursary. You know their situation.
But Madam Chief,
mm-hmm.
You know that they are not natives, so they don't qualify. Anything else?
No, I know the family. Kadogo is a very bright child and she deserves it.
But those are our rules.
No, it's not about the rules. It's about our community, MCA.
Yes, I know our people. They will concur with me. We shall discuss this at the baraza.
The chief, grandma and Kadogo are shocked at this turn of events. The chief assures them, gives them the bursary forms and invites them to the baraza. People have gathered and the baraza is just about to start. People take their seats. Patricia and others are among them.
Silence, please, everybody. Welcome to our baraza and thank you so much for coming. In today's baraza, we are talking about school bursaries and I will welcome the MCA to take us through. Welcome, Mr. MCA.
Thank you, Madam Chief. Good afternoon, great people.
Good afternoon.
Remember during the campaigns, one of my pledges was to ensure education for all, especially for those born here. That means the money available is only for those who are needy and their parents were born here.
At this point, the MCA proceeds to issue the bursary checks. And by the end, it is clear that Kadogo has been left out. Kadogo, emotionally distraught, makes her way to the front of the crowd and is facing the MCA.
Sir, I have a right to education and I deserve this bursary.
Yes. The child has a right and I will prove it. I will call Kituo cha Sheria to confirm this.
Hello?
Hello, Bwana Wakili.
Ah, Patricia. I hope you arrived safely from the conference.
Yes, I did. We have an urgent issue here and would like you to advise.
Okay.
If you don't mind... You are on loudspeaker.
Okay, I don't mind. And what is the issue?
You remember Kadogo?
Kadogo? Yes, I remember Kadogo.
She requires a bursary to proceed with her education.
Uh-huh.
Though she deserves it, she has been denied on the ground that she is not a native.
Well, every child has the right to education according to Articles 43 and 53 of the Kenyan Constitution. Therefore, every Kenyan has a right to live anywhere in Kenya and access services like everybody else. This means that, like any other deserving child, she has a right to the bursary.
That is exactly what I have been explaining in this meeting.
Okay.
And I wanted you to emphasize that it is the responsibility of the MCA to be fair to all despite their place of birth.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Madam Patricia.
Silence. The child deserves the bursary.
If the MCA does not agree with this, we should not vote him again.
But, if the people have spoken, then I have no problem. Kadogo and other deserving children shall be considered.
The meeting ends and everybody goes back home. Kadogo hopes that she will be able to get the bursary. Every child has a right to education according to Articles 43 and 53 of the Constitution. It is against the law to deny any child this fundamental right as enshrined in the Bill of Rights.
Real Talk. This Can Happen to Any One of Us is a series of radio drama based on an initial story edited by Kituo cha Sheria. The present episodes have been produced by Ruben FM in cooperation with Special Initiative Refugees of the Civil Peace Service of the German Corporation and the Kenya Community Media Network, KCOMNET. The production administrator is Sheila Ngatia. Recordings of the dialogues have been done by the following theatre groups: South Africa Theatre Group, Copstar Theatre Group, Nawiri Theatre Group, and Mukhud Theatre Group. Narrators are Carolyn Wambere and Thomas Odhiambo. It is produced and directed by Joseph Oluoch of Ruben FM. To give feedback on this program, please reach us on 0724-657934. Reach us on 0724-657934. Thank you so much.